We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bobby, I'm sure you've watched this drama, the saga unfold with it culminating today in the firing of general manager Dell Demps. But last night when AD walked out of the Smoothie King Center as a competitor, as an athlete, man, there's no way he could see the court again. His teammates don't have any respect for him when he walks out in the middle of a game with a contusion, which is nothing more than a bruise, Bobby.
Yeah, the bottom line is just you acting like a spoiled brat. I mean, you have to, you're playing a team sport. It's not like, you know, you're frustrated. Let's say you're in a tennis match one-on-one and you get so frustrated that you just walk off. No, you're playing a team sport. You have to have your teammates back. Listen, AD's days are over. It's over. We're just going to go forward. He should not even see the court again. And how can he not get suspended after pulling off something like just leave without even associating anyone with the Pelicans as far as, you know, the administration? I heard Ms. Gail Benson was livid about it, totally, you know, upset. And the bottom line is AD is over. We just got to go forward, and hopefully whoever the new general manager makes the right trade because the right deal, because this is going to be key going forward, I think, not only short-term but long-term in New Orleans.
Biggest adversity and decision that Gail Benson has had to date as the owner of the Pelicans and the New Orleans Saints. Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon here on Sports Talk. Bobby, if you read the statement issued by the New Orleans Pelicans, they said they believe in Alvin Gentry. The players are responding, but they kind of said it looked like a vote of confidence. And then you look at it and read, the test is going to come after the All-Star break. Is it me? Am I reading this wrong? But it looks like they're kind of laying the groundwork for, hey, we're probably going to move on from Alvin Gentry at the end of the season as well. And because when you get a new GM in here, the only way he's coming here, obviously, you get the idea that you're going to be the one to make the trade of AD, but also, wouldn't you want to pick your own coach?
Yeah, the only way Coach Gentry would be here long-term if the new general manager wants him. So then he's got to trust his decision. That's why, I mean, he's in between a rock and a hard place. Try to keep the players motivated. Look, you just beat Oklahoma City right before the All-Star break. But when you look at the position he's in, he's going to be a professional. He's going to coach him up, and it's kind of, you want the team to be competitive, but it really be in the Pelicans' best interest if they wouldn't win, but obviously that's going to reflect on him, but I'd be surprised if he's with the Pelicans in the future, but again, let the new general manager make that decision and pick the coach that he wants.
Bobby, when you look at this whole saga in general, it's pretty clear, right, that AD's the bad guy here, and the Pelicans kind of just stepped up finally and said enough is enough.
Well, AD is the bad guy, but I don't think he wants to be the bad guy. I just think he had bad leadership as far as his agent. LeBron's camp, they didn't play their cards right. I mean, that's just so frustrating because a lot of times you really feel like that Anthony Davis is really – just doing what people are telling him around them. So you can get bad advice. And it's a shame because, he had a great situation going in New Orleans. And AD, I think he wants people to like him. But it's so frustrating right now the way it's ending in New Orleans that obviously that's not the case. And that's why you can't have him on the bench. You'd be a distraction not only to the team, but, we got to see what a lot of these young players can do going forward, getting them in games and just like Coach Jenny's going to challenge, just be a pro. Hey, you're getting paid to play. Go out there and show us what you could do. But AD's burned too many bridges now in New Orleans. And even when he comes back with an opponent, I'm sure they will give him the business and definitely be booing him considering the circumstance.
Bobby, college baseball is here. LSU opens tonight against ULM. A lot of excitement around this team, considering they're picked at number one or number two, depending on the poll that you trust and watch and look at the most. But a lot of excitement. We learned yesterday about Eric Walker not being in the Sunday rotation, but still a very, very formidable LSU team this year.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at, I mean, how can you not trust, you know, Paul Maneri right now and his decision, who he's going to be utilizing and with the pitching staff. And, yeah, it was somewhat surprising when you look at the rotation. And it's all about thinking long-term instead of short-term as far as the health of your top pitches. And that's why it didn't really surprise me when we had him on last night talking with him. And it was kind of like, whoa, you know, that's the news. And he just met with the media and talking about the rotation. But, you know, he's looking at the big picture. And even, you know, top to bottom, the talent LSU has, I mean, you would expect them. It's not like, you know, in baseball the way it is. You don't win every game out or, you know, you can lose that middle of the week game. But I would expect them to be 3-0 after the weekend and take care of Monroe, Army, and Air Force.
Bobby, have yourself a good weekend, man.
All right, K-Dog.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.